From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Here's the question for today. What's the best way to take charge of a new team? And let me tell you what inspired it. I know a very good middle manager who just got a big promotion. She's now going to lead a large team in a new city. So I sent her my congratulations, and she asked, could we talk? She wanted to start strong right out of the gate. So, as we talked, I shared some advice with her. The first, of course, was to establish a strong understanding with her immediate boss. Find out his values, and most importantly, find out how he likes to communicate, and to make certain that she's checking in with that manager often. Never assume you know what the boss wants. Have a clear understanding. I also shared information from a column that I wrote for the Poynter Institute some years back, which said, when you're the new sheriff in town, here's how to win over the townsfolk. So let me read the tips to you. Number one, tell them what you stand for. Use your introductory meeting with the team as an opportunity to share your values. Talk about what you believe in and what that looks like in practice. Tell them how your values influence your decision-making and your expectations of them. But don't make that introductory meeting all about you, or it could suggest that one of your values is narcissism. Share enough so that they get a feel of what it will be like to work with and for you, and so they look forward to it. Number two, go on a listening tour. Let people know you plan to meet with each person on your team and then do it early in your tenure. Those one-on-ones should be their time to share ideas about themselves and the organization. Come prepared with questions that will enlighten your future decisions about strategy. Then really listen. Number three, look for buried treasure. Look for people whose talents have been overlooked or who have been miscast in their roles. Ask about skills people haven't been able to fully utilize for whatever reason. Unearth any assumptions about boundaries or limits that might be holding back success. Number four, score some quick wins. Are there long-standing employee complaints or internal roadblocks that you can resolve early on? Is there small but important staff goals that you can help them meet quickly? If you do that, it demonstrates that you listen, you care, and you get things done. It can be something really small. I remember one new leader telling me that when he took over an organization, he heard complaints about the women's bathroom, specifically a toilet. So he invested $500 in a new toilet and became a hero overnight, he said. Number five, don't fear ghosts. The person you replaced may have been a rock star. The staff may be mourning the many changes that have taken place due to a tough economy, and they may love talking about how good things once were. Don't be intimidated by past heroes or happier days. Honor the best of the past and bring it forward as you chart a new course with the team. And then there's number six, build allies. No boss can go it alone. Your work will be easier if you take time to network among fellow managers. Be collegial, helpful, and willing to learn from them. You should also identify influential employees, those who have earned it for the right reasons, and then work to quickly build their trust. When you begin to roll out your new ideas and your new initiatives, their support system will increase your chances of success. So tell them what you stand for, go on a listening tour, look for buried treasure, score some quick wins, don't fear ghosts, and build allies. That's how the new sheriff in town wins over the townsfolk. And that's Q&A for today for Loyola University Chicago School of Communication. I'm Jill Geisler.